Welcome to The Bridge, a weekly magazine show featuring local and regional stories. I'm Kathleen Morgane, your host for the show. Today, we're going to break format and devote the show to two local people who are running for office in Clatsop County. The Oregon primary election is just around the corner, and there will be a new member of the Board of Clatsop County Commissioners on the District 5 seat. Matt Samuelson is currently the District 5 Commissioner after the departure of Deborah Berkby at the end of January. Samuelson did not file for election to the position, but two candidates did, Dale Barrett of Seaside and Leanne Thompson of Cannon Beach. We'll hear from Dale Barrett later in the show, but first, Leanne Thompson has joined us this morning to talk about her candidacy. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning, Kathleen. Thank you for having me here.
You've served Clatsop County for several years now in a volunteer capacity, both on the Planning Commission since 2011 and in CERT, or Community Emergency Response Teams, since 2012. What has that experience taught you about how county government works?
It's very interesting. And let me just correct you a little bit. I don't really live in Cannon Beach. Cannon Beach is to the north of me. I have a post office box there. I live in a little house out in the woods, almost to the Tillamook County line. So I'm rural. Cannon Beach looks pretty urban to me. And I bring that rural and urban sensibility to working with county government. What I see is that it's a big county. There's a diversity of interests. There's a diversity of concerns. People worry on the coastal edge. What'll happen if there's an earthquake, especially an earthquake of local origin? That means a tsunami. What does that mean for my safety? How do I stay alive? But in the meantime, day to day, how do I flourish? And those questions of how do I survive? How do I flourish? Those are really common across the county that I see. County government has certain responsibilities. I've been working on the Planning Commission because, for me, that's the way neighbors come together to collaborate. What do we have in the present? What do we want to build for the future? What will we leave for our children and our grandchildren? So it's an interesting place to be. CERT, right now I'm the leader of the Cannon Beach Rural Fire Protection District's team. That runs from the Seaside border to the north to just past the county line in the south. So I don't collaborate officially all around the county, but I still do it unofficially, as I have done for a long time, because I believe that as communities, we need to come together. We need to come together over our common concerns for our immediate health and well-being, whether it's public health that the county does. You know, there's juvenile justice, there's code enforcement, there are a variety of functions that the county does. But lurking in the back of our minds is, gee, what if there's a wildfire, a wildland fire? We had one of those in my neighborhood back in January, 300 acres. That's pretty good size. And people are saying, oh, you know, if that had been during the dry season instead of the wet season, that could have turned into another Tillamook burn.
In your experience as CERT coordinator, you've worked with a lot of county municipalities, agencies, volunteer organizations. And as far as how they liaise with the county itself, do you think there's room for improvement there, or do you think the relationship is pretty good as it is?
Oh, there's always room for improvement, isn't there? I mean, it's like gardening. You know, oh, look, there's a weed here. We could pull that out. Oh, we could prune this. Oh, we could fertilize that. There are always ways to strengthen relationships because we're in a process of change. This is a geologically active area. We're in the midst of global climate changes. We're going to see more extreme weather. Those are the predictions. We're in the midst of other kinds of changes because we're going to see climate refugees. That's the prediction. We're going to see people who say, wait, my part of the world is experiencing drought. It's really uncomfortable here. I want to go someplace where I feel safe. So Oregon is right now planning to have lots more people coming from the great Southwest here with us. And what do we do? What kind of infrastructure planning do we do? What kind of roads will we have? I have one road north from me and one road south. It's Highway 101. So when that road floods the way it used to do outside of Seaside, to the south part of Seaside, We weren't going anywhere unless we wanted to drive all the way out 26, all the way around 202, or all the way out 53. If we want to have a flourishing economy, people have to be able to get around. If we want to have a flourishing economy, we need to support our educational institutions. I've also been an adjunct faculty at Clatsop Community College. And so working with young people, both Tongue Point students and regular community college students, I see that hunger for learning mixed with some fear about how are they going to make it. Because our national economic trends are seeing increasing concentrations of wealth. So how do we, as a community, and speaking of the whole county and the whole county board of commissioners, how do we develop local alternatives? How do we develop businesses here that are locally owned, that are diverse, and that are sustainable? Right now, we have timber and fishing and tourism. But now, are tourists going to want to come to a place that's ugly or that doesn't work well? No, not so much. We look at Oso, Washington, and we see the landslides that happen. There are decisions that are made because corporations are legally bound by law to maximize the profits of their shareholders. They have to do that. But what does that mean in terms of whose cost and whose benefit? What about long-term effects? What about short-term effects? We have to wake up and have many more collaborative conversations, public sector, private sector, all up and down the socioeconomic ladder, because when people come here, they need somebody to cook their food, to clean their houses, to take care of their cars. We don't exist in a vacuum. It's the interconnectedness of all of us with each other and with this place. That's what we need to be talking about. That's what we need to be planning for.
You're listening to Coast Community Radio. I'm Kathleen Morgain, talking with Leanne Thompson, a candidate for the District 5 seat on the Clatsop County Commission.
You've talked about a possible population increase, mm-hmm. education, mm-hmm. local services and businesses.
Mm-hmm.
How best can the Clatsop Commission affect those issues?
Isn't that the exciting challenge? Mm. That's the challenge and that's the question. Well, now, I've been sitting on the Planning Commission. And the Planning Commission, you know, makes certain level of decisions about land use and water use issues. We also do a little advanced planning. We talked about the ocean, the view sheds, and how to protect those. We talked a little bit about wave energy. We talked about some priorities around the county. But really, it's the County Board of Commissioners who make the decisions, who set the policies. It's the County Board of Commissioners who supervise the county manager. It's all of those collaborations, as well as the ones with our stakeholders. Let's be talking to the triple bottom line bankers, John Baird. Let's be talking with Mary MacArthur. Let's be talking with venture capitalists from Portland, Chip Lazenby and his friends. Let's bring all of these people together. And I could say, yes, this is what I'll do, but I'm not that kind of person. I'm somebody who's a group worker. I've worked on boards and committees and commissions. Oh, my goodness. I tell the story. My children used to play committee meeting because that's what they saw Mom and Dad doing all the time. So it's working together with people, and I haven't been part of that conversation myself as a player. When the new County Board of Commissioners came in 2000, after all the community, I want to say consternation and turmoil about the liquefied natural gas facility, I was the firm who got the winning bid to facilitate a conversation for the County Board of Commissioners. So I got to listen to them, but I wasn't a player. Until I'm a player, I can't say this is what the county will do. I know what matters to me, and I look forward with great anticipation to continuing my experience of articulating visions and then translating those visions into policies and programs and activities that other people not only collaborate in building, but provide feedback on how's it working. You know, one of the issues that I see throughout this district is roads, privately maintained public roads. So we see a lot of the tourist industry, for example, has an impact on the infrastructure. how do we apply some of the transient occupancy tax to taking care of the problems that those transient people do as a just a natural result of their using the roads? We have interesting questions. We have great possibilities. And I have a body of experience in working with people because I'm genuinely, genuinely interested in each person's point of view and in seeing what skill they bring as well as what concerns they have. So how can we work together as a county board of commissioners and with the manager and with all of the people in all of our communities to stay in touch, to listen? Working as a CERT team leader is part of that. Out with Elsie Vine, Maple Folk, and Seaside, and Gearhart, up in Astoria, Lewis and Clark, all of us working together, because I do not only community emergency response team, I'm a Red Cross volunteer, I'm president of the Sunset Empire Amateur Radio Club, because it's our ham radio operators and that system of repeaters that kept us linked to the outside world when the cell phone towers collapsed, when we didn't have power back in 2007. Our locally based, diverse, citizen-sourced and nourished alternatives are what are going to keep us healthy. I go to a farmer's market as well as to grocery stores because my people were farmers, and I believe in looking your farmer in the eye and supporting that farmer in a very direct and powerful way. So each one of us can make certain choices about what works for us and then gradually shift what we do and how we do it so that we can be in more positive communities, so we can all be healthier and happier and stronger and better here in Clatsop County.
With your work through CERT and, as you've mentioned, your observations about the growth of agriculture in the county, those are primarily volunteer-driven organizations and volunteer-driven relationships. Mm-hmm. How could the county help facilitate the efforts of those volunteers? Right now, if you go to a commission meeting, if there is a hot issue, there'll be a lot of people in the audience, and it seems the commissioners do take that feedback, but is there a better way to facilitate the communication back and forth than a hot issue at a council meeting?
I believe there is. I definitely believe there is. I lived in Portland for 20 years and was very active in Portland's citizen participation. So to have neighborhood associations, to have networks of communication whose input was welcomed. Now, it took a while because volunteers have to figure things out, and there has to be room for us to listen to each other with patience and with kindness until we figure out what matters and what we want to do with it. But if there's a structure, Kathleen, it's like a lattice, you know? If the government can provide a lattice that supports that citizen participation, then we all benefit. Because we feel valued as people. Our experience is valued. We belong. And we have a voice, not only in this is my concern, but this is how I want to see it handled, and I'm going to help. So I'd like to see us include some latticework kinds of citizen participation support from the county.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to stop it there. You've been listening to a conversation with Clatsop County Commission District 5 candidate Leanne Thompson. This race will be decided after the May 20th Oregon primary. Thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Kathleen.
You're listening to The Bridge here on Coast Community Radio. I'm Kathleen Morgain. We've broken our usual magazine format of feature stories to devote the show to two candidates vying for the open position 5 South County seat on the Board of Clatsop County Commissioners. You've just heard from Leanne Thompson. Now it's time to turn to the other candidate in the race, Dale Barrett, also running for the open District 5 seat, has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. How are you?
Dale, you have extensive experience with Clatsop County as a volunteer member of the Clatsop Public Works Advisory Committee and formerly as a Clatsop County surveyor. And what motivated you to continue your volunteer work with the county?
Actually, I've already served a term on the Clatsop County Public Works, and you kind of rotate through. So currently I'm not on that at the moment. So We are working on projects, actually right now, the Northwest Business Park as a consultant to the county for their stormwater management plan and that kind of stuff. Other volunteer things that I've done, I've been actually the Professional Land Surveyors of Oregon. I've been the chairman of that, and a couple of, that would be the state chairman, and then as well some chapter presidents, which I've also brought that into our community here in two or three different seminars where we brought 500 and 600 surveyors in the area. So working with anybody I can on the FEMA issues, and those are really important to me because FEMA is really becoming a very critical part in everyday citizens' life where, you know, their flood insurance rates used to be $700-$800. And now I'm getting calls from people on a regular basis. My bills are going up $3,000, $4,000. They're actually more than my mortgage. So I'm trying to, you know, I get a lot of calls. I try to work with that. Some we have to do professionally, and we have to go do some survey work on their property, but also working one-on-one with a lot of people to try to help them get through this and get their rates down as best we can.
So it sounds like you're bringing more of a business background to your relationships with people in the county. And how do you think that will help you as a county commissioner?
Right. You know, I came into Clatsop County in about 1985, actually 83, and then county surveyor for 3 years, almost four, which gave me a really good foundation of what Clatsop County was doing and even how their budgets and all that worked. And at that time, we were an elected position for the county surveyor, ran in that election, and that was the one that they changed to home rule and was a part of that process of how, why now we only have county commissioners and the sheriff and a few other items or offices that are actually elected. The rest are all appointed, so the surveyor, the assessor, and a bunch of those. From there, I went out into private business and bought into a small firm in actually Manzanita's, where they were based at the time, Hanforth Larson, which became Hanforth Larson and Barrett, which is I was the Barrett. And we grew that little company from seven people when I came to 55 people in 2006. In 2006, then I successfully negotiated a merge with a company called OTAC, which is based out of Portland, Oregon. They have a very large, I think at the time we came in, they were close to 400 employees, offices in Seattle, Tempe, Arizona, Phoenix, overseas, which should be United Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi, and learned how to change from our smaller company even into a bigger, work in a bigger corporate type environment. We've actually brought work from Abu Dhabi into our office in Gearheart and worked on infrastructure design for a United Arab Emirates property over there. So it's really been fascinating to me. We have, with my little office, which is currently in Gearheart, still have about seven or eight employees down there right now, where that used to be part of my 55 employees I had. Learned how to conduct business and how to be successful and team with everybody. In the process, I've worked with every city, Astoria, Warrington, Gearheart, Seaside, Cannon Beach, and a lot of little service districts, water districts, where we've helped analyze their infrastructure system, their roads, their sewers. We were instrumental in expanding the Warrington Sewer Treatment Plant. That gave them the infrastructure to be able to grow and bring in things such as the regional shopping center that they've got going right now. Other, you know, maybe housing developments, economic development.
Well, turning from working with entities to working with individuals, on your campaign site, you stress open government and communication with citizens. And what would your role be in improving communication between county government and the citizenry?
One of the first things I've been approached quite a bit is, can we have some of the county commission meetings in South County? They used to have a few of them. Haven't seen them there in quite some time. So that's something. If we get a workable planning county commission, let's start having a few down there. Maybe it's every other month. Maybe it's one a month. But include the South County people. No South County, nor North County. We work in all the communities that we have here. And it's just beneficial to be collaborating with everybody. Regional storm sewer systems, regional water systems, our transportation, all that can all intertwine better. Getting our public works people talking together, getting our planning commissions and planning communities together. They talk, but I think they could talk a lot more. Going to city council meetings and as a county commissioner, and just sitting down and saying, hey, I got an idea. And, you know, if I can work it a little bit on the county commission side and you guys can work it on the city council, let's collaborate. Let's see what we can do together.
And bring back those ideas to
That's
the commission.
Absolutely what I'm hoping to do.
This is Coast Community Radio. You're listening to a conversation with Position 5 candidate for the Clatsop County Commission, Dale Barrett. Dale, in the interest of economic development, you stated that more training programs should be encouraged at Clatsop Community College. Is there more that could be done on the county level to strengthen the training opportunities at the college?
I need to investigate that more because I'm not familiar. Many years ago, I was actually on an advisory board to put a surveying program in the community college. Unfortunately, at that time, they didn't want to have strong math skills in there. And I said, well, you can't have a surveyor that doesn't have strong math skills. And it didn't go very far. Times were tough. The students that they were getting said, you know, I just can't take this math at the time. I'd like to get back into that and see if we can get more skills. I know, Oregon Institute of Technology, there are branch programs that you can bring out like into Clatsop Community College and get some fundamentals that you can then send the students on down to a four-year program. My son literally started at Clatsop Community, went down to University of Oregon and got his IT degree and is now successful. I think that can work. I think we need a lot more of that work and how we can encourage it with the county. Maybe there's some grants out there that we can find. Don't know. But teaming again with other colleges to have our community college is a really good foundation and start and allow our kids to get started here and hopefully come back here once they get educated. That's a huge goal of mine.
Well, that leads to the next question. And IT is a pretty mobile occupation, but here in this region, we've depended on forestry, fishery, and to a certain extent on tourism. What do you see the future direction for employment in the county?
You know, my son lives in Clatsop County and drives to Portland every day. We say, can't you go out and find an IT job here in Clatsop County? Well, there's a few places, you know. The hospitals have it, a couple of the cities have it, but not very many jobs and not good family wage jobs. So we need to create those opportunities. We have some really good businesses here that we need to continue to strengthen. And, you know, I've been learning a lot about the State Board of Forestry and their land trust and their funding that is funding all of our other small entities like fire departments and the port and the college and the schools. We need to pay attention to that. An example of continued family wage jobs, the Hampton Mill. Getting our state forestry logging plan and timber harvest plan approved and moving forward is going to be really critical. I checked with Hampton Mills. They have two crews running right now and have capacity for more. So we need to have things like let's get the forest harvest plan approved and moved on so they can do some logging and keep that wood supply coming. Nygaard in the wood fiber products, they employ 140 people. We need to make sure those businesses have what they need to continue. Electro is a huge example of what we need here in this county. They've just gotten approved for making bigger airplane tugs. Well, if they stay, because they have to expand, we, Clatsop County, in the surrounding communities, need to see what we can do to convince them to stay here and add more people. Can we add more programs at the community college? Because they're going to need qualified people. And, you know, what kinds of college degrees or what kind of college courses do they have to hire the experts or the people? Maybe it's welders, maybe it's fabricators. Very important here. We've got a solid base. Let's continue to build on that. So that's priority one. How do you bring new business in? That's tough. You know, there's a several little incubator groups, incubators of jobs, trying to figure out how to get new small jobs or companies started. Having grown a company from 7 to 55 people, it's tough. They have to have really good, strong business skills. How do you manage your finances? How do you come up with cash flow on a daily basis? When is the right time to say, all right, we need to invest in new technology? Surveying, for example, my technology in the 30 years I've been in business where we would buy a piece of equipment for surveying, maybe it cost $5,000. Today, to go out and buy that same equipment, and I have to stay top of the industry, you could easily be spending $30,000 for one piece of equipment. How do you fund that? You know, cash flow, line of credit, those are the business decision skills we need to give the people. Because the people have the ideas. They have the desire. But let's make it so that they're successful.
And with that, I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you very much, Dale Barrett, for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you.
That is all the time we have this morning. You can hear more from District 5 candidates Dale Barrett and Leanne Thompson when the American Association of University Women hold a live candidates forum next Wednesday night at Clatsop Community College's Columbia Hall. All candidates for the Board of Clatsop County Commissioners will be in attendance, as well as the candidates challenging incumbent Oregon State Representative from District 32, Deborah Boone. As always, at the AAUW forums, questions from the audience will be fielded, and if you can't make it to the forum, it will be broadcast on Coast Community Radio Sunday, May 4th at 7 p.m. You've been listening to The Bridge. The show airs weekly, Thursday mornings at 9. If you joined us late, you can listen to a podcast from our website at coastradio.org. Just click the program box on the homepage. We welcome your comments. Call us at 503-325-0010 or email to news1. That's NEWS, then the numeral 1 at KMUN.org. I'm Kathleen Morgane saying thank you for listening today, and listen in again next Thursday for the next edition of The Bridge. The Bridge is a production of Coast Community Radio. Mm-hmm.